Hello, welcome to the English programme. We are broadcasting live. Oh yes, we're always doing it live, aren't we? Excuse me. Hello, I'm talking to you. Hello.
What? Are you talking to me? Sorry about that, lad. Just having a little break there. Whatever you say, I totally agree. Like, you know me. Like, I'm the last person on this green and pleasant planet who'd want to cause a fight with anyone. Like, you know, if anyone who knows me, I'm nothing if not, civilized. You know what I mean? Forget the Greek sort of civilization thing. I am a model, okay? I'm a model of civilization, civility. Call it what you want, that's me, like, you know? So, sorry, what was the question?
I've forgotten now, never mind. Hello, not you. I'm talking to the listener now. Hello, listener. How are you? Welcome to Radio Goes Pop, brought to you by the English Programme. Our opportunity to bring you certain things which have been happening in the news, relaying the news and information with top commentary, if you like. Yes, isn't that true?
Yeah, I suppose if you, you know, it depends what you're into, I suppose, like, you know what I mean? It's, we are here to provide the service, okay? If you want to use the service as a consumer, if you want to be, you know, like one of these sort of capitalist, bourgeois people, fine. I don't care, you know, I do not care. I shall just later on go away with all my trade union mates and do what we do, like, you know what I mean?
Not exactly, no, but thanks anyway. We shall come back to you, I'm sure, before the end of the programme. So, I wanted to have a look at the news, what's been happening here, and this is in reference to someone who's following us at the moment on Twitter, which is very decent of the chap. It's the Minister, Grant Shapps, who has accused the Audit Commission, an independent body which is set up to ensure money is spent legally and wisely. He's accused them of going on a shopping spree. Apparently they've been spending money on a £53,000 designer office chairs. Not too sure how many chairs, but for £53,000, that's, well, you'd expect quite a lot of chairs with your change as well. But I don't think so. I think, here we go. If I read the thing, it says £900 each. That's quite an expensive chair, isn't it?
Well, you know, I mean, the one I'm sitting on here, like, it's pretty rubbish, really. It's like, you know, it's horrible, this one. This sort of, like, horrible bit of metal, bit of wood, sort of moulded. It's not really very good, is it? Like, you know, I think I deserve better. I mean, this radio studio, it's okay, like. I love the little Union Jack thing over there. It's pretty good, that. And you got a Beatles calendar from 2009, I noticed. But, you know, all in all, it's looking pretty good. I love the curtains. Orange, bit of an orange theme going on here, I think, you know. But I like it, you know. It's pretty cool, like, you know. It's pretty radical, you know what I mean. But, yeah. What was the question?
I don't know. So, moving on, what else has been happening here? Well, apparently the New Zealand Prime Minister is in a bit of trouble. Yeah, a bit of trouble. See, I can do accents, you know. Yes. Although I'm not sure if that was meant to be a New Zealand accent. I don't think so. I think it was, I'm auditioning for David Copperfield, I think. So he has been in trouble because he referred to Liz Hurley as hot. Dear me. Yes, he's been criticised for being sexist in a radio interview. You know, the worst thing a politician can do is go on a live radio programme, because once you say something, it's out there, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, like, you know, you say something and you regret it, it's there, it's done, it ends up in the newspapers, there's nothing you can do.
On that note, thank you for listening to this, the English Programme.